This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's the real deal. 100%.
Electric.
It's the real deal.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Of course. Enjoy your coffee. Careful, it's hot.
Thanks.
Your dog's so cute.
Yeah.
Ooh, so adorable. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, right. We both know
it's the man. Makes the clothes.
You know, you look nice.
Okay. With that.
Hello, Mr. Walken. Does this table work for you?
Yeah.
Did someone say yeah?
Don't you got somewhere to be?
Yeah.
Oh.
There's only one Christopher Walken and only one ultimate driving machine. The rest are just imitations.
Come on.
So Christopher Walken making fun of people who make fun of him. I thought that was pretty. Yeah, I watched these now after the game because I didn't watch the game. And I don't say that proudly. I just wasn't interested, frankly.
Yeah,
I had better things to do with my grandson than doing that. But anyway, so the performance of Christopher Walken in the BMW, I looked this up. They gave him his fee for doing the commercial was a new BMW. Whatever, what is it, a 735 or something? What's the best BMW model? I think it's a 735, worth $100,000 or more probably. Anyway, but the fun was that isn't it more fun when people actually understand who they are? And they make fun of themselves.
Well, and he's really become a character of himself. Anyway, if you're just talking to him normally or something, or you're just in his private life, it's not as extensive or not as his accent and the way he speaks is not as pronounced as what he does when he's performing or even just doing interviews being, quote unquote, on.
Yeah. He has a summer home on Block Island, which is off the coast of Rhode Island, and I've had friends there and gone down there over the years. I remember driving by this house that he has that's on a beach, kind of on a ledge, and he was walking around. He doesn't walk every morning when he's there. And he's a weird dude. So, anyway, one of the good commercials ranked highly by people who know and understand those sorts of things. Doug Steffen here with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program for Tuesday. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. He apparently had on a kind of a sparkly suit jacket, and they went to party the night away. She must have been exhausted. He took the flight over. She landed at LAX about 2 hours before the game started. Coming back from Japan, and they had to refuel her plane so that they could get over to Las Vegas. And she got there, jumped out of the plane, and went
the game. She slept on the flight. It was a 12-hour flight.
Oh, sure. Yeah. No. Sleep all the... But it's still, you know, the whole business about what she was... So much attention paid to her. I would think that you just... I would think if I get... she's big and popular and so forth, but I just think of it with me, I want to chill. They went to a big party at a nightclub at the Wynn in Las Vegas after the Chiefs beat the 49ers, and that went on for 3 or 4 hours. And then they went to parts unknown, which is good. I'm sure those guys, they all had hotel rooms, right? Didn't they stay?
Well, yeah, and you know that, like, the adrenaline is just pumping and flowing.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right. But do you think it's silly, all of the people trying to decode what she's wearing and what she's saying? And did you, you know, they've hired, TMZ hired lip readers so that they could try to figure out what she was saying to him.
Oh, what people are, yeah. Well, people do that with other celebrities, too, yeah. Well, yeah. Taylor Swift is known to put out little Easter eggs and do different things for, like, her hardcore fan base, who are basically detectives. And she does, like, a lot of her outfits will, they'll be coded in what album is going to come out next, and she was doing a so when she was about to re-release the Taylor's version of Red, she was wearing a whole lot of red, with Reputation. Everybody believes that that's going to be the next re-release, that's Taylor's version that's coming out, because she's wearing a lot of Reputation like outfits that kind of fit that vibe, that energy of the album.
What do you suppose her days are like? As long as you're going to go down this rat hole for a few minutes.
Busy. I mean, she's not only a performer, she's a businesswoman. She runs a tight ship. Right. She is essentially in charge of a lot of things. She has a lot of employees, making sure that they're all well taken care of. And it's one of those things that she is known for, giving wonderful bonuses, making sure her employees have health care. And that's something that does not come lightly. I remember when Maren Morris, a country singer, who, when she put out her first albums and she was becoming more well-known, she still didn't have enough money to fully take care of her band. And the first time that she actually made enough money to put her band and her team on health insurance, that was a really big deal for her. And it's a really big deal in general. And I think a lot of people just automatically think, well, you're a public figure, you have music on the radio, you're making a whole lot of money, and how are you taking care of your people? And a lot of times they're not making as much money as people think. It's still a 1% kind of situation.
Yep. So anyway, TMZ hired a lip reader and also a body, what do they call the expert?
The body language specialist.
Body language expert, yeah, right. To analyze her relationship with her boyfriend. This has gone beyond ridiculous.
This is nothing new. Yeah,
really?
This is absolutely nothing new. It has been going on. J-Lo and Ben Affleck went through this. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle went through this. And William and Kate have gone through this. Pretty much any celebrity. And they'll even go back, if there is a celebrity couple that breaks up, they'll have body language experts look at old photos, and they will put out these articles of, well, their feet were shifted this way during this time, so that's clearly saying blah, blah, blah. And then this is nothing new.
Well, anyway, this woman says that Taylor and Travis feel safe and secure when they are together with each other. Okay, do you need a body language expert to tell you that? It looks like they are pretty much in they're comfortable in their own skin, and they have they seem to display, not overly, but they're relaxed. This woman says, I'm reading the profile that she put. They're relaxed, safe, calm, comfortable. That's what she said. All right, is that news? Anyway.
And people think it's overkill and that they're showboating or they're putting on an act. And when you look at it, if you were to think, like, these are just normal people that are in this position or celebrating something exciting, they are acting the same way anybody else would in their relationship. It's just these happen to be super famous people in the media.
All right, so this body language expert says, I don't mean to interrupt you, Jay, that the way she's holding her head in his arm shows isn't her desire to get close. She's mine. Let's see, what else does it say here? They show that this particular movement, the arm and the head and stuff, this expert claims that she feels protected in his arms. Well, that's what you're supposed to feel, right? Don't you want to feel protected when you're with a person that you that you care about? I don't think there's anything here. I think people are just over cooking all of this. Anyway, she keeps their. She's the woman says that she's not demonstrating passionate kisses. That apparently they keep that private. Well, I mean, who wants to see somebody's tongue going into somebody else's mouth? Come on.
Yeah, right? Well, again, look at other celebrities who have shown that. And then people come at them for being vulgar on the red carpet. Or, like, Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker have been very well known for shoving their tongues down each other's throat in public and on red carpets and all of this stuff. And people come very hard for them. People hate it. Just let people live. Let them kiss how they feel like comfortable kissing in public. Some people don't want to kiss at all in the public eye. Some people don't like PDA.
Well, that's the way it is down on the farm, boys and girls. I think we've done enough kissing and loving and body language stuff. Help yourself. You know what it is? It's good to analyze somebody else and then look at what you're doing in your life with the person that you love. Maybe that's what that's good for. Here's something that's good for everybody. The folks at MyPillow extending to you a thank you because it's time to get back to business, right? And so with that in mind, they have the best prices ever. Use the promo code DS when you go to MyPillow.com. Look over the catalog and see what's there. You get 50% off now with the DS, the code DS on the MyPillow 2.0. You also get half price on the new flannel sheets that are wonderfully warm in the wintertime when you got snow blowing around like we do here on the farm today. It's great to jump into the sack with flannel pillowcases, the flannel sheets. Man, it's fab. And they have mattresses now, too, at MyPillow.com. And then the famous mattress covers, mattress toppers, they call them. Everything made in the U.S. of A. Everything is on sale right now. New kitchen towels that they have using the same technology as the bath towels that actually do absorb the water. What a concept, right? Blankets that are cool, pillows, dog pillow, dog beds. All right, so I can go through this list from now until the 12th of never. I think you get the idea. Get your MyPillow, six-piece towel set now for $39.99 using the promo code DS, if you please. DS when you visit MyPillow.com. Why don't you do that today while you're thinking about it?
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Let's head out. The theater's about to close.
Wait, what does that sign say?
A warning, watch your step?
No, next to it.
If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at BewareOfRSV.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Hear that? The soothing sounds of a bubble bath. And if you were here, you'd smell a single cedar leaf candle. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get back on the road and enjoy 24/7 roadside assistance from Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And then take a shower, because it's fast, like your motorcycle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance may require comprehensive coverage, not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
We'll be right back.
still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now, 23 after the hour on the Tuesday Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. This is our social media segment in this hour, focusing on a couple of celebrities that are trending on the trending list, the top 10, trending lists. All right, they are Robert Downey Jr. and Kate Winslet. You'll be happy to know that neither has anything to do with the other. It's just that they happen to have fallen into my grasp. And I thought there were a couple of good stories. So the Robert Downey one first. Basically, the idea of why he became a movie star. He's been, you know, because of the success of Oppenheimer and just the fact that he's done as well as he had. He's an excellent actor. He was a real bad boy early on in his career. Nobody wanted to work with him. He smartened up, and now he's become one of the most desired properties in all of Hollywood. And so he's been talking about the career path that he took. And he said his first job was working at a shoe store, and he got fired after 2 weeks because he had sticky fingers.
He liked the products.
Yeah, I guess so, right? He worked in a sandwich shop, and, you know, we all have done that sort of thing. I don't know that I didn't get fired after 2 weeks, but I worked in a sandwich shop and an old Friendly's restaurant when I was 16 or 17 years old. It was kind of fun, actually. Anyway, so he was first, and his father, his parents were in the business, so he made his first on-screen appearance when he was 5 years old in his father's movie in 1970 called Pound. And then, you know, he's over the years reinvented himself a couple of times. But he is, he's a very good actor. And so there we go. He's been talking a lot about his character in Oppenheimer. And well-deserved focus on that, frankly. All right, in a minute, another well-known actress. They want to be called actors, but I'm a traditionalist. It's a female actor as an actress. So we'll focus on actress Kate Winslet after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmacy.
Oh, what's going on? What's going on? What's
turn the page onto the life and times of Kate Winslet, whom we all know and love from Titanic. That's when she got her big break. She's now 48 years old. She has two children, and they want to be actors as well. Apparently, they were in some kind of a TV show a couple of years ago, and they were good. She says, luckily, they're good.
Yeah, well, how could they not be? They grew up with her. I mean, it's kind of osmosis, yeah. But also, she says, Kate Winslet says, pretty much ever since they could read, they would help her rehearse her lines. They would help her read together, and they were kind of acting as well. And the show that they performed, or they were in together, you should check this out, Doug. It's called I Am Ruth. And it's all improv, and the storyline is a concerned mother who struggles to help her teenage daughter as she becomes increasingly consumed by social media.
Ah, well, there you go. I would like to check that out because that's something we all have to be much more aware of. Anyway, she says she wants them to look back and remember her chicken soup and packed lunches when they were going to school. So that's kind of cute, too. All right, there's Kate Winslet and an update on her at 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Presenting a World Radio Day Minute, proclaimed in 2011 by UNESCO and endorsed by the United Nations General Assembly in 2012 as a UN International Day, February 13 is World Radio Day.
When television first burst on the scene, people thought it would eliminate radio, which programmed audio, drama, comedy, variety, and chat shows now available on TV with the additional video component. But radio reinvented itself. It was perfect for music, news, sports, and talk, especially with the growth of the car radio and portable units you could take to the beach. When live orchestras broadcasting from big studio theaters became unwieldy, radio turned to records, DJs, and smaller efficient studios. And while TV stations still featured blocks of different scheduled programs, radio invented entire station formats such as Top 40, All News, and All Sports, predating today's cable and streaming TV channels. This has been a World Radio Day Minute from UNESCO.
Announcing the new My Pillow specials here on Good Day. Doug Steffen, if you are looking for the best prices ever when it comes to buying pillows and things that you need in your bedroom and your bathroom, then I have the address for you. It's MyPillow.com. And when you go in there and you buy stuff, look at the catalog that's online at MyPillow.com and use the promo code DS and get fabulous values and free shipping, like 50% off on the MyPillow 2.0, 50% off on the new flannel sheets that they have, the six-pack of towel sets for $29.98, the new mattresses, the dog beds, the blankets, the couch pillows, everything is on sale. Fabulous savings. All of the things that are sold at MyPillow.com are 100% made in America. So help the folks out.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. is not backing Israeli military actions in Rafah, Palestine, pending the implementation of a plan to safeguard civilians seeking refuge.
As long as they cannot properly account for the 1.1 million people, by some estimates, who are in Rafah today.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller emphasized the necessity of a credible humanitarian strategy before proceeding with any extensive military operation for Israel in the city. Police in Houston say the person accused in the megachurch shooting at Joel Osteen's church had a history of mental illness. They say Genesee Moreno was involved in a dispute with her Jewish ex-husband and had an anti-Semitic background. a sticker that read Palestine was attached to the butt of her rifle. Moreno walked into Osteen's Houston megachurch on Sunday with her 7-year-old boy who suffered critical injuries when he was shot in the crossfire. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
This is Miles Fisher. I'm following in the footsteps of my mom, Megan Steffen, who used to be here. And now it's me.
I gotta show her what I can do.
He's here.
Affleck on the track.
What up, Bronx? For your consideration, here comes the Boston Massacre! The Dome Kings! Touchdown, Tony on the keys!
Play a coach.
Got it.
I'm open.
And needs no introduction, my partner!
It's really hard to be your friend, man.
You said you were gonna support me.
Don't great. My heart. Why you dunking me, girl? Why you dunking me?
Don't kill me!
Oh, yeah.
That cost him a few donuts. I'm so sorry.
You had to see it, but I forgive you. Lay us on the track.
Are we going to be on the album?
We talk.
Let's go. You're blinded by the pinstripes.
There you go. Star power personified there in the Dunkin' Donuts ad that was on the Super Bowl. Ben Affleck, Jennifer Lopez, Matt Damon, and Tom Brady. This, I don't know. I did not, as I've said 100 times, and I was busy with my grandson, so I wasn't watching the game. But I've made it my business to look at a lot of these commercials, and I thought this was one of the best. I thought the Walken one was good. I thought this one was good. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. So, Jay, when you look at these other commercials, some of them were pretty bland. I don't know, there were the babies in the E-Trade commercial. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you agree with me, those two that I've talked about?
I missed the E-Trade commercial, but the Dunkings one, that was the first one that I actually saw that was like, oh, hey, I really like this. Like, it kind of just went from that to like, okay, that one was great. I liked the Uber Eats one with Jelly Roll, Jennifer Aniston, David Schwimmer, the Beckhams. That one was a lot of fun. There were a couple other ones that I liked. I thought they were good, but they're not sticking out in my mind as much as the Dunkings and Uber Eats.
The ratings for the Super Bowl, 123 million viewers, the most watched Super Bowl ever in the history of the game. So with all those people watching, and this is just kind of in America, but they certainly, the people watch this game all around the world as well. So those dollars that were spent to produce those ads and to air them, that was a good deal actually for them when you look at the money. Even though I've said any number of times, if you spent $7 million and bought a lot of radio advertising, you'd get more bang for your buck. But that's just me, the old-time radio guy. It's the first day, well, actually, tomorrow we celebrate Lent, first day of the season. Before that, we have Mardi Gras, which is a big event that happens Fat Tuesday. So those of you who don't expect you're going to survive well through Lent, maybe what you ought to do is have a big day today and then go into that posture of Lent. Also celebrating today, World Radio Day, the radio medium, and the fact that we're working together, we, those of us who are in the radio business, trying to find out more about what radio is like in other countries. And the mind behind all of that is the gentleman who is frequently on this program. I've been associated with Michael Harrison for decades as we've done the Talk Radio Countdown show together. But he also was asked by the United Nations to sort of helm the celebration of radio around the world with this first, I think this is the first World Radio Day, Michael, isn't it? I don't remember.
It's actually the 13th World Radio Day.
Is it?
Yeah.
Where have we been?
Well, I haven't been involved in it, you know.
Yeah, so there you go. That's it. Now we all know.
Was there a Super Bowl this past weekend? I missed it.
Gee, I heard there was.
There was a marathon for Tales of Wells Fargo episodes on one of the channels I have here.
Really? Dale Robertson got the call for you, right? That's it.
Missed the whole thing. But World Radio Day has been. It is. Today is World Radio Day. I'm so excited. I don't know what to do.
The University of Pisa in Italy is hosting an event today.
Really?
Too bad we didn't put a microphone in on that. Yeah.
Where are they leaning?
That's right. The old corn cob radio host. You also have produced, along with Gun Hill Road, a song which basically is a tribute to World Radio Day. We played it, you were on a week or two ago, and I wanted to give it some more airtime, frankly.
Thank you.
Performed sort of a rap in a segment of this song, and it's being played a lot up to and including the celebration today. I think it's been around for a couple of weeks anyway. A lot of people have downloaded it, right?
It's been around for 11 days, and we have tens of thousands of downloads and YouTube views. And it's one of our most successful songs in terms of exposure, and it's kind of blowing us away. And people actually like the song. So we're going to re-record it after World Radio Day so that it's not tied in. And right now it's a two-minute public public service announcement. It's sort of like those commercials you were talking about, you know, where a commercial or a PSA becomes popular in its own right.
Yes.
We'll turn it into a 3.5-minute song in the next few months, and because it really is catchy.
But if you have not heard it, you are going to hear it right now as we go back to the Gun Hill Road. I think this is the third time we've played this on the program at different times during the offing of the show. I just think that it's kind of fun, and because this is United Nations World Radio Day, it has even more pack to the punch. What is it, pack for the punch or punch for the pack or whatever?
But something along those lines, yes.
Yeah, something along that line, right. Gun Hill Road, Michael Harrison, and a tribute to World Radio Day, Over the Radio Waves.
Radio on, now the day has just begun. Voices in the air, rising with the morning sun. I go about my day, and I know that I belong. The signal's strong, and we all stand together over the radio waves.
World Radio Day. So save the date, United Nations and UNESCO going to celebrate, inform, entertain, and educate into its second century. A lifeline called diversity. Now more than ever, universally, audio messages around the wheel through the electromagnetic field. Radio's important like never before. February 13th, 2024. Mark it on your calendar and don't delay. Let's all celebrate World Radio Day. Tune in to hear what everybody's got to say.
Times can be tough when you're far away from town. But still I hear your voice, and there's comfort in the sound. I listen as I go, the words and music free my soul, and I feel whole. And we all stand together over the radio waves. And we all stand together over the radio waves. And we all stand together over the radio waves.
All right, there it is.
Wow.
I don't know if you're going to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with that, Michael, but...
a lot greater artists than yours truly have not made it to the Radio Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, or the Radio
Hall. We haven't made it into the Radio Hall of Fame either.
We made it into the Dunkin' Donuts Hall of Fame. That's years ago. By the way, if folks want to see the video to that, it's overtheradiowaves.com. And I just have to say that Steve Goldrich, Paul Reich, and Brian Kuhn, and my three other bandmates, are the real talented ones. You have no idea what a blessing in my life it is to be associated with these guys.
And it's fun.
Well, they've actually gotten me to sing, something I've always avoided doing in my career.
Right.
So far, not too many.
No, it's fine. It's okay. Yeah.
Exactly.
So let's go back just for a second, because this would be kind of fun. When Marconi, World Radio Day, focusing on what's going on in the world in connection with UNESCO, but we also think those of us, you and I, certainly radio rats from the very earliest part of our being and been involved in it all of our lives, we think about the changes in radio, the changes in our careers, what's happened. I had dinner last night. Do you remember John Garabedian? Does that name ring a bell with you?
It does ring a bell, but I can't place exactly from where.
A big Boston radio star, has done all kinds of radio things over the years, and he and I had parallel careers in terms of where we were working. He started a show called The Open House Party, which did extraordinarily well all around the country. But he started on the local radio stations that he was in one town and I was in another. Anyway, we were talking because we're just radio nuts. We talk about different kinds of towers and things that, who cares if you're not in the radio business? But because the radio business has been so entertaining and it has done so well, look at how we used to do such great things when it came to local news and sports and and stuff. I remember working for the local station here, and he worked for the same station in the next town, and all the things that we covered. And you did the same thing with your career when you got started. And so part of what I want to think about is a moment of not silence for the old radio business, but
we're here to celebrate the death of radio.
Yeah. Not on World Radio, not on your life.
Oh.
But, you know, Radio Day and the world of radio and how it exists around the rest of the world, you know, we tend to think kind of in an insular way that radio is unique to America, but it's not.
No, that's the whole thing I learned being involved with UNESCO and being involved this year is that radio is much larger, as is the world. Radio is the soundtrack of the world, always has been and will continue to be for years to come. But when you study the history of radio and the present existence of radio, you realize it parallels the diversity of the world. And the world is a larger place than most Americans realize. We're very provincial in this country, even though we're the mighty U.S. of A. We're very insular, and radio is not. Radio goes over boundaries. Radio doesn't know from these type of restraints. And I've learned a lot about the world through my involvement in World Radio Day. And I do believe, to my very core, that radio is a force for peace. It's a force for understanding. It's a force for civility. It's a force for freedom. And on so many levels, we take it for granted that if there were not to be radio stations as we know them now, another piece of our liberty would be evaporated and gone.
Yeah, that's a great way of looking at it. Back to 1899 when Marconi invented the first radio to today. Look at how in that brief amount of time things have changed so dramatically. Anyway, thanks to Michael Harrison for helping us celebrate World Radio Day today on Good Day at 48 past the hour.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-364-9188. 800-364-9188. 800-364-9188.
Optima Tax Relief. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Want to get your hands on the next big thing? At Verizon, new and existing customers can trade in their old Samsung phone, any model, in any condition, and get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with select unlimited plans. A better plan to save is Verizon. $999.99 device payment or a full retail purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line on unlimited ultimate or select 5G unlimited plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
Hear that? The sound of adorable little birds in your garden. And if you were here, you'd taste the two sweet but tiny tomatoes you grew all by yourself. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens when you're riding your motorcycle, protected by Progressive, on your way to the store for a pack of normal-sized tomatoes. So if you ride, switch to Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, without getting your hands dirty. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What good is sitting alone in your room? Can you hear the music play? Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret.
That's a big Broadway show, big movie. You know, I'm confusing Judy Garland and Carol Channing. Carol Channing came into my mind, but Liza Minnelli is her daughter. Yes, she's done that role as well. All right, so Chuck Curry is here with Movie Moments and Likeness as to why we have the pleasure of that song in our ear.
This day in film history, February 13, 1972, Cabaret opened in movie theaters starring Liza Minnelli, Joel Grey, who I believe won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor. That film was nominated for a slew of Oscars, including Best Picture, ultimately lost to The Godfather, which was the right movie to win the Oscar for Best
Picture. To win the Oscar.
Picture. Yeah. I do believe when I was a kid, my mother took me to see Cabaret in theaters. Not for me. I remember that's it was not my cup of tea. It probably still isn't to this day. You know, actually, when I think of Liza Minnelli, I think of Arthur with Dudley Moore, actually.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right. So let's dig around and find out what's going on with some of our favorite stars. Ewan McGregor has been making a lot of trips, it would seem, to Disneyland. And most people, you know, he kind of wears glasses and does what other celebrities do when they take their family to places like this.
Yeah.
He has now opened up about making these trips because people have been outing him. I don't know why it's such a big deal, but apparently it is.
You mean they recognize him and come over to him and say, I want your autograph, so I like your work.
Well, is that, I mean, that's kind of a problem, though, isn't it? When you go,
of course it is. Well, that's the trade-off with the life. I mean, anybody who's ever been anybody who's been in the public eye. I mean, he's been in big projects, so he's going to be recognized. You know, you're involved in the Star Wars entity. You're going to get recognized, and that's one of the trade-offs in life, which is not a great thing. I'm not saying it's a great thing, and it's not a great thing.
Yeah, no. He's got, though, his children apparently have not seen all of the things that he's done in Star Wars or other things. And so, yeah. But what's he most famous for? What would you say the role was that he was the most famous?
I mean, I like him in Big Fish. I think he's really good in that movie, Tim Burton. I guess playing Obi-Wan Kenobi, right, in the pre-Star Wars prequels,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people know him for. I don't think people point and say, wow, it's an amazing, that's one of the biggest stars in the business, but he's certainly a name. I got a question for you. I think this is interesting. They reported that the Super Bowl on Sunday night, most watched Super Bowl ever, 123.4 million viewers. That according to Nielsen. Now, you've been around for a long time. You know about ratings. Do you believe there's any accurate way to know if this number's remotely correct?
Nope.
I don't think so.
Nope.
How would they? So
nope.
How do they come to that?
Radio ratings are BS. TV ratings are BS. It's all junk. It's all.
How do they? So how do they come to that conclusion? How do they come to that conclusion?
Well, because they have to have a way of measuring when they guarantee, the advertisers are guaranteed that there'll be
exactly.
X number of eyeballs
okay.
that we'll
right.
see. And so they have to, they hire these Nielsen ratings people who basically hold the television and radio world sort of in hostage.
Now, let me ask you a question. Tell me if I'm wrong. From what I knew, Nielsen back in the day, right, they take like 1,000 households, and they put a box on your TV, right?
Yeah,
and then based on those 1,000 people, they magnify it, they estimate they take 300 million people divided by 1,000, and based on the percentage
ridiculous.
Of what's watching 1,000, they say that's what it is. That can't be accurate.
Ridiculous. No, it's ridiculous. But yet they've snowed everybody, including the advertising agencies, into thinking, well, that's a great measurement. We'll buy those numbers. It's baloney. It really, that's a
now,
good
let's
point.
Just say hypothetically, if that is accurate, 123 million, how many is the Taylor Swift effect of that, would you say? Extra watching the game because she was in
20,
there.
I'll bet you 20
yeah,
million.
Yeah, I bet that too. I bet that's inaccurate. So yeah, she's the MVP of the NFL this year. I think, absolutely.
So, should be. Did you watch Jon Stewart last night?
I did not. I just read about it this morning when I woke up to 7.
Yeah, take a look at it. It's pretty powerful. Well, it's just powerful television. It's very good. He's very good. And he hits the nail on the head as he always has, taking on both Biden and Trump. And what a ridiculous situation we are in now to have these two guys at their age running for president. It's I thought it was very poignant.
I can't disagree with that.
All right, Chucker. Talk to you tomorrow. Chuck Curry here on the Good Day program at 59 after the hour.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.